break and looking at Twitter. Sometimes you get more updates there from anything else these days, and you got to be careful. Martha Stewart is on the cover of Sports Illustrated, the swimsuit magazine. She's 81 years old. Why? Can you help me out with this?
I wish I could.
Did she play something? Well, I know that the swimsuit magazine is not all about...
It's the swimsuit edition.
They're not always players.
Yeah.
They're just women and models.
Models, athletes, yeah.
I don't get it. I just don't get it, man. I don't understand it. I'm not knocking Martha Stewart. Just like, who just said, hey, you know what? That'll get it going. Well, sell magazines.
Maybe the people at SI thought, no one's talking about our swimsuit edition anymore. We need something to really change it up a bit. We need to surprise the people.
I have a pretty good idea as far as how to get people talking about your swimsuit magazine. Seems like it worked before. I don't know.
I mean, it's one of the golden rules of selling things.
Exactly. What's going on with marketing companies now, man? Like, that's weird to me. I'm not knocking Martha Stewart and 81 and all that stuff. I'm not knocking it.
I think a lot of modern marketing is trying to project itself to a smaller than realized population.
Well, like, who is this marketed to, though? Because Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Magazine is marketed, or edition, is marketed to 40 to 50 males.
Maybe some females.
Somewhat. They're sports fans. They probably have a subscription to Sports Illustrated, but they'll probably buy it if they see it. If they're interested in women in very, very revealing swimsuits. That's who they've always marketed this to. Would that demographic be are they going to buy? Are they get excited to buy the one with Martha Stewart on it at 81? I'm just asking. Just asking the questions. Dixon says, careful, Brady.
Who's buying magazines anymore?
I actually do like to buy. I like to go. Every year I go buy the Athlon draft stuff, and then I buy the Athlon NFL and college football previews.
Yeah.
Every year, like clockwork.
That's fine.
Okay, like, people are texting in on this.
Uh-oh.
Fellas, when you're 65, the older the better. So
I mean, we're not saying this doesn't reach a certain demographic.
No, but I'm just
it's
like,
just the demographic. It's not the same as what it used to be.
Are you more likely to buy a cover? You said, okay, you're 65. And again, this has nothing. It's not an age thing.
It's not like she looks hideous.
No. And she's Martha Stewart. She's funny. I've seen her on commercials, and that's funny and stuff. It's just like, if you're 65, would you rather buy a Sports Illustrated magazine with Martha Stewart on it in a swimsuit, or... I don't know. Who's a model? Tom
Giselle.
Brady's wife.
Yeah.
Or a model that you like that's not 81. Or is it come true that the movie Billy Madison, you know where I'm going?
Yeah.
He gets the magazines, and he's looking through all the different magazines, and there's one in particular that he's with, and it's like, that's it. That's the one. Is that the world? Dixon says, careful, Brady. It's all about trying to find the newest hot trends in swimwear for all people. Is Martha Stewart a trend? That's not what the Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition is for. I don't think, maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think women are like, I gotta get that magazine so I can see what the new trends are.
It's a big deal when the swimsuit edition comes out.
Dudes are getting that.
That was a magazine if it was sitting in the waiting room of the doctor's office, your mom wouldn't let you look at it.
You couldn't look at it. Yeah. I'm just like, oh, somebody signed off on that and said, that'll be it, the one.
Well, I mean, we're talking about it.
Yeah, but it doesn't make you want to go buy it.
No. But again, who's really going out buying magazines anymore?
Well, yeah, in the day and age of...
It's on your phone.
Internet. You can see all the pictures.
You can find better images on your phone.
Then I saw this. I saw the new Miller Lite ad. Did you see that?
I saw bits of it.
It's about the swimsuit, not who's in the suit. You know that. No.
Who is she wearing then? Who designed that
swimsuit?
Yeah,
Dixon, who's she wearing?
Tell me.
Sarah
please.
Says, I think people are buying the magazines for the articles, Brady. Oh, they actually have articles in that magazine, in that one. Hmm. In that edition?
I mean, I'm sure there's a percentage of the population that wants, like, they've been waiting their entire life for a Martha Stewart swimsuit cover.
I'm going to read why she did this. How was her time at Camp Cupcake?
Did they do cooking competitions or anything? Did she make food for the people that took photos of her?
How long did she go to prison? It's just like,
she's certainly got a story.
Your magazines now. How Martha Stewart cooked her way back into success.
She was in there for 5 months.
Oh, that wasn't bad. It's a cup of coffee for her, bro.
Enough to change somebody.
Yeah.
Well, what it did to Prison Mike.
Look at her now. Okay, so the Miller Lite ad. Now, they just had the Bud Light thing go down. That's interesting.
Still weird. Bud Light's been walking it back slowly.
Yeah, they walked it back. Now, Miller Lite, now again, two totally different things. I didn't have an issue with the concept of women brew beer. That's awesome. What the biggest issue for me, they didn't show any beer. It's a freaking ad. They're not pouring any beer. It's just a girl walking around saying the word that rhymes with pit 45 times, and they bleep it out, and they say, that's the good bleep. We got to get the bad bleep out of the good bleep so that I can do my bleep. How to confuse me? I am easily confused. But if you tell me that I'm going to watch a beer ad and you don't put a beer in it, I'm out. I don't really like Miller Lite anyway. It's not woke or all like that.
No, it's really not. It's just strange that it's not. It doesn't feel like a commercial for beer. It's a commercial for dirt and plants.
Yeah, I'm like, show you pouring the beer. Like Miller Lite,
it's a burlap bag of what I assume is dirt, but it says the good stuff, but not stuff.
But the good, and that's the thing. They go off on that forever, and I'm like, this isn't funny. And then they rip apart the fact that Bud Light ads and beer ads or whatever had women in swimsuits. And then Martha Stewart comes out and says, what are we supposed to believe anymore, man?
Like,
it's a bad thing to be in a swimsuit, but Martha Stewart's in a swimsuit?
Beer. It's beer.
Just put
it's an alcoholic drink. Put it on the bar. There you go.
Put the beer on the thing, and then we drink the beer. And like Miller Lite's plan before was like, drink the beer, get buzzed, but don't get as fat. That's it. Go for a jog and then get up, catch up with the friends. Drink some beer and you don't feel bloated. Fantastic. I mean, it's not that hard. Marketing companies, you're thinking too much here. I am advocating that you use your brain less. Seriously. So Miller Lite comes out and says, women in swimsuit, bad. Sports Illustrated comes out and says, 81-year-old woman in swimsuit, good. Got it. This is why I stick to sports 90% of the time.
It's wild out there.
Safer in the sports world. Diversity and inclusion, Brady, get with the times.
I have no problem with Martha Stewart being on the cover. I just want to know why her.
I think he's talking about the beer thing.
Either way.
Okay.
I have a serious question.
Like, the Miller Lite thing, you just sound like you're in a bad mood and you start the commercial with these companies.
It doesn't make me want to drink a beer.
It doesn't make me want to drink your beer.
You show me people at a
beer.
Bar, at a restaurant, having fun.
Yeah,
there's games on.
Relax.
Like, I want to go be a part of that.
Not everything is a political debate. I don't want to be a part of one. Or who created what? Women or men? I don't care.
Like Snoop Dogg and Andy Samberg on the beach drinking Coronas. That's what I want to go do. I don't care about the process of making beer. I want the beer.
I just want the beer, dude. It's like when I went to – when I go to breweries – and you meet the brewers. And I tried this for a while because I used to host our show Brew Talk. We have a fantastic group that does that now. I like beer. I don't give a crap about where it's from or how the hops stay in your nose when you drink it and it's the rich bouquet at the end. I don't. And then, hey, you got to see how we mix and max and make this stuff. Like, no, man.
Does
I'm good.
Taste good.
Yeah, is it good beer or is it bad beer? Is it going to kill me somehow? That's it. I guess there's a lot, people are different though. They want to see brewers are cool like that. Like they open up the windows and show everybody the barrels back there, and you can see it. And that's cool to see, but I don't want to go on a tour, bro. I have a very short attention span.
It's a cool hobby, but it's not my hobby.
Oh, I thought it would be neat, but then everyone's like, it's all this, and then you got to do this, and science, and cleaning, and all that. And so that's not fun. I just want to get the beer from the refrigerator.
You do all that, and the beer doesn't taste good, and you're like, I just wasted 3 weeks on this.
Yeah. So mad respect for the people that do it, because I like beer. Maybe you and I can be a part of the new marketing campaigns for these people.
I don't want to.
Sports Illustrated swimsuit.
I don't
want
to be paid by these people.
I mean, you got Bud Light, Miller Light, and now Sports Illustrated swimsuit. And that's those. I'm just saying, I'm not even on the whole woke thing. I don't know. Like, I just think that some people think that that's how you market and change the world.
It's marketed as if it's the whole population feels this way about this. That's not how you market.
I just imagine people sitting around Miller Light. You know, this was brewed by a woman to begin with. Really, Nigel? Yeah. In fact, here's a history of
In fact,
of
here
that.
She is.
Yeah, here she is. Not in a swimsuit. That's a no-no. I just find it fascinating. And for them to put that out shortly after the Bud Light ad, I'm just saying, don't you take that as an opportunity to go there. I'm just going to say something.
No,
do more guys drink beer than girls do? Would you bet that more dudes drink beer than women? I'm just asking.
In a generalized answer, yes. For a generalized question,
yeah.
Yes.
I just know that my mom, all of my sisters, and my wife, and my mother-in-law, and other women that I know, they would rather not drink beer. It's like they would rather drink not
They
beer.
Don't want to drink cheap beer, like Bud Light and Miller Light and even Coors. Like, for us, that's... For dudes and guys, whatever, it's, I need a cheap beer after work. I just go get a Bud Light or something.
Yeah.
Easy.
Or
was it Miller Lite seeing what's going on with Bud Light and say, hey, we can capitalize on it. They're losing sales. Let's get all their sales and let's put out our own ad.
Let's do an ad with no beer in it.
Yeah.
Let's do one with dirt in it and say the cuss words all the time.
Buy a 12-pack, get a free burlap sack of dirt.
I'm like watching the ad. I'm like, what are we even advertising here anymore? I don't even know. Dixon, it's not cool to objectify women anymore to sell stuff, so they swing way to the opposite to the other direction.
Objectifying men?
Mm.
You bunch of lazy men drinking in a bar.
Smitty says, Miller did their ad in March before Bud Light or Anheuser-Busch did their Dillon can. It just caught no traction. Really? Was it on like a regular network?
I didn't see it.
Was the Bud Light ad on a regular network?
I don't think it was an ad. It was just a campaign.
It was just a TikTok person.
It was
that
a TikTok.
Says, hey,
it was a couple of social media posts, and it just blew up.
Weird. It's a weird time. Miller Light would have been better to shut up. Coors is poking a ton of fun at Bud Light. Well, County Swami.
What's Coors doing here?
What's their ad?
The worst one of all of this.
I actually like Coors better than Bud Light and Miller Light.
See, I started out with Coors, and then I switched to Bud Light.
I'm not picky with beer. There's times where I'm like, an IPA sounds great. There's times where I'm like, you know what? A Coors Banquet sounds pretty damn good, Sam Elliott. And I just hear Sam Elliott every time I take a drink of it. And then I'm like, okay, after two beers, three beers, six beers. I'm like, enough Sam Elliott. It's all I can think about. Every time I take a drink of this beer, I can only the banquet beer. I'm not that picky. Miller Lite, what's this text? It went away. Dixon, did you know you can't actually show someone drinking in an alcohol ad?
Yeah. You can hint at it.
If they're not drinking alcohol? What if they're drinking water?
Nope.
But it's a beer ad, but they're just drinking water.
It's like you'll see in beer ads, though, like, you know, a group of friends at the table, a couple of them are just holding a beer, and then their friend comes with like four glasses. And then they put them down, and they'll pick them up, and they never drink.
Can they drink water in a beer ad?
I don't know. I don't think they're advertising water.
Well, no, but they do those ads now. It's like, drink water after every 17 shots or something like that.
Whoa. That's the limit. How many did you add? 12.
Have a problem.
Need some water? No, I'm only halfway there.
Look at this. 20 minutes in, and we got Nuggets game one tonight, and we talked about Martha Stewart, swimsuits,
and
Miller Lite, cheap beer, Bud Light. You never know what you're going to find on the whole show.
This is sports talk, pretty much.
Well, yeah.
Outside of this actual sports talk is beer and swimsuits.
It's just changed a little bit over the years. We're still talking beer. It's just that we know now that women made all the beer, and that's fine. We're still talking swimsuits. We just like grandma in them more. 21 minutes after the 1 o'clock hour, we'll take a quick break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Hear local coaches, players, and more with Coach Speak. Weekdays 10 to 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Katie Wingy, your host, reporter, and analyst for the Denver Nuggets, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Because I'm TNT. I'm dynamite. TNT.
Welcome back into the show. Game one, Nuggets, Lakers, big one tonight. Nuggets are six point favorites tonight. It moved from 5.5 to 6. What do they know, Angel? This happened in game 6 of the Nuggets Sun series, where it was like 3.5 and it jumped to 4.5, almost 5. 4.5 is almost 5. And we were like, what happened there? Is now, again, I think that people are watching all the LeBron videos and getting all like pumped about the LeBron thing. So it's swaying their picks and making them fearful of tonight and really looking at the actual two teams that are playing in this game. When in all reality, the wise guys are like, yeah, the Nuggets are better than this team. They're going to win it probably comfortably tonight. So rest easy. All right? I'm nervous, but we're going to be fine. It's going to be a dub tonight. I love the matchups.
Game one against the Timberwolves. Nuggets won that game 109-80. Game one against the Suns. They won 125-107.
And we got new haircut Joker.
Fresh cut.
Nikola Jokic ready to go. Who is going to be the best player of the series outside of Nikola Jokic? Give me Jamal. He goes off tonight, starts it. The center stage is right there. He's ready to go. He's been up and down in the series. His highs weren't as high as the bubble. His lows weren't as low as the bubble. I think he's going to go off tonight and find some consistency. 28 minutes after the hour. We got Vic Lombardi of Altitude Radio and TV coming up next. But right now, let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Katie Wingy, your host, reporter, and analyst for the Denver Nuggets, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
I'm a joker, I'm a smoker, I'm a midnight toker. Sure don't want to hurt no one.
Game one, 6:30. We're getting down to it, man. What, 5 hours away, if my math serves correctly? I'm not a mathematician, but I think we're all getting pumped up, ready to rock and roll and see the Nuggets play host to the Los Angeles Lakers in Game 1. Joining us now, Vic Lombardi of Altitude TV, Altitude Radio. Vic, my friend, always a pleasure to get you on this show. We really appreciate your time. I know it's a busy day for you, man.
Brady, thanks for a few minutes. A good outlet. And I'm worried, actually. I'm very worried, and I'll let you know why I'm worried once you start asking questions.
Okay, we'll keep that. Now I just want to go directly to that, but okay, let's build it up a little bit. First off, Vic, is LeBron okay? I watched. I thought you might poke him in the eye. I thought there was an inside game situation going on there, but seemed like he got out of that unscathed.
He's a vet. He understands how it works. The media sessions, he plays us pretty well, and he knows what he's doing. He's been here so many times, right? He could teach the trade if he wanted to. So, no, he's perfectly fine, and he's saying all the right things, which worries me. I don't like when the opposing team pays respects to the local team, because that's what you're supposed to do. And he did exactly that. But what worries me, Bob Brady, is that I'm somewhat confident right now, as we your hours before this game. I sit here confident about a Nuggets win, and that scares the living crap out of me, to be totally honest with you, because that's not the way I'm wired. I'm usually, even before that Phoenix series, every game before that Phoenix series, I'm like, oh, geez. And now it's like, what has gotten into me? I mean, these are the Lakers. These are the people that have persecuted your tribe for years.
Yeah.
And for some reason, I am at ease hours before tip-off.
I get where you're coming from on that, because as much as we, you know, you and I both do this, I talked to Big Game in the Nuggets-Suns series. I'm like, yeah, the Nuggets are going to win this series. But when it came down to it, tip-off starts, you lean in and you're like, okay, extremely nervous here. Don't know if this is actually going to happen. I'm kind of with you on this. Where and the wise guys are, too. I saw the line was 5.5 yesterday. Now it's 6 or whatever, 6.5. So there's some confidence pouring into the Denver Nuggets.
If you take the 10 best players on each team and throw them on the court, the 10 best, I could argue that the Nuggets have 7 of the 10 that are best. I could argue that they have 3 of the 5 that are best, the top 5. And they're just a better team. They've got more talent. Now, Lakers are top-heavy. They've got AD and LeBron. But after that, it's just a bunch of dudes. Let's be honest. They're just a bunch of dudes. The Nuggets have Nikola Jokic, who's the best player in this series. And they've got Jamal, who has shown flashes of taking over. And they've got role players who have played at an elite level this season. They've got KCP, who in Game 6 in Phoenix decided to throw 17 on the board in the first quarter. They've got better players. And if it's about the players, I don't know how the Nuggets lose unless something else happens. And that something else is, I think, the one thing we're all worried about.
Vic, with Aaron Gordon, and I do want to talk about that one thing we're all worried about as well, the R word. Aaron Gordon has been, to me, the, I don't even know if it's fair to say unsung hero, because I think we all, you guys do a great job of singing his praises, but defensively, what he was able to do pretty much throughout, now I know it wasn't just him on Kevin Durant, but he kind of showed everybody the way, you know, be physical with him, go at him. Aaron Gordon did that. He really disrupted Karl-Anthony Towns. Is that going to be his task for the most part, is LeBron James?
Yeah, and I hope that AG takes one piece of advice in this series. And my advice to AG would be this. Learn how to flop when LeBron drives. Once LeBron gets going and he's going to go hard, he's going to lower the shoulder, AG's got to beat him to the spot and just fall. I mean, he's got to do it. He's got to do it time and time again, because that's all LeBron's going to do. Now, LeBron will throw a couple fadeaway shots at you and all that stuff, but he's not near the shooter that KD was. You know, KD, you can play perfect defense, and he'll still roast you. That's the tough part about playing against KD. LeBron's not as good an offensive player as Kevin Durant. He'll get to the rebounds, though. He will get to the boards. He will out-muscle you. AG is just as strong as LeBron, in my opinion. They are just as strong. That's a push. So use that strength, get to the spot, and learn how to fall.
How does this LeBron James, even compared to just the bubble, I mean, how does he differ? There's times in the Warriors series and even in the Memphis series where, and I'm a guy that was like, you know, I would pick LeBron to score a certain amount of points, and I'd go, wow, where did LeBron James go for the last 5 minutes of this game? But then when he decides to go, he can take over. We've seen it before, but it does seem like there are more pockets of LeBron James just kind of letting the offense move around without him for a while, and then he decides to get going.
Yeah, he plays off ball a lot more than he has in his career. He's letting other guys bring the ball up, and he's just on the other side of the court waiting to get involved in the play. His minutes are down. He's like at 25 a game, which, you know, is not close to what Durant was in the playoffs. He's also picking and choosing his spots, all right? So he's smart. He understands that at age 38 that he's not going to be able to withstand that punishment an entire game, an entire series. I love the fact that there's only a game. There's only a day between each game and not this long,
right,
cumbersome layoff. It's just, that really helps the Nuggets here. Play game after game after game and see if this guy can hold up.
Vic Lombardi joining us from Altitude TV, Altitude Radio. Vic, our poll question today is, outside of Joker, because I think we all just assume this guy is going to do Joker things and go off, who do you think is going to be the star of the series outside of Joker for the Nuggets?
I think it has to be Jamal Murray, and I know people are going to point to MPJ, and I get that MPJ will have his bouts of stardom, but Jamal has to carry his part. He just does, because there's nobody on that team that can guard Jamal Murray. I mean, they don't have that guard on the other side. They're not going to devote one guy to Jamal the way the Suns did. They're not going to do this. They're not going to approach it the same way. So if Jamal just does Jamal-like things and puts up his normal numbers, the Nuggets are going to be fine. I really do. And remember, they've got role players that really at home pick up their roles. If Bruce Brown is simply him, if everybody does what they've normally done, is what I'm getting at. If everybody does what they normally do, the Nuggets win the series. And they probably win it in 5 or 6. If they don't do that, what the hell happened? That's my question.
And then, of course, yeah, something, like you said, something drastically goes wrong here, or another player just goes off maybe we weren't expecting. Do you see the lineup as far as that bench rotation pretty much being the same? I mean, we're talking about the Browns and the Greens. Is that where we're sticking there for the most part?
Yeah, I don't see them changing it unless they have to. I mean, why would you? It's worked so far. I mean, they're what's their record in the postseason? 8-3. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't touch the rotation right now until you have to. The only element that could make for a plot twist is foul trouble. If you go back to 2020, when the Lakers beat the Nuggets in the Western Finals, Joker had 4 or 5 fouls every game. I mean, he was in foul trouble every game. And if you recall, it's because they had Dwight Howard out there just playing the role of bulldog and just pounding on him and just goading him into things. And they don't have a Dwight Howard on this roster. He does not exist. So I challenge them to find somebody to play that same role. And also, Joker is, you know, at 2 MVPs ago. He's a smarter player. He's a better player. He knows not to initiate in that stuff. He's not giving up fouls early in the game like he did back then. So things have changed dramatically. If Joker can stay out of foul trouble, the Lakers are in trouble.
And I think that's a great point. We're not seeing those frustration fouls where Joker just slaps a guy, where he runs past him after a steal, and Joker's like, take that, man.
Yeah. I think he's understood now it's part of the game, and that's what they want you to do. They want you to get frustrated. So the more he can just contain himself and play his game, the better for the Nuggets.
Vic, how concerned are you about the officiating? You see on Twitter, you see Nuggets fans, and they, you know, they're going off like, hey, the refs want the Lakers in this thing, the fix is in, all of that. How much do you look into that stuff, and is that a real concern? I know the foul trouble is always a concern. You talked about Joker moments ago, but as far as that narrative of who they want to be in the NBA Finals?
I don't believe in conspiracy theories regarding, like, the NBA wants the Lakers. I just don't believe it. Now, human nature sometimes takes over, and human nature says a referee will give a legend like LeBron James or Anthony Davis a benefit of the doubt, but they also do that with Joker. So benefit of the doubt, that kind of stuff happens all the time. Do I believe there's a league-wide conspiracy or a referee conspiracy? No, I will never believe that. The reason the Lakers get more whistles is because they're more at the rim. They're not a good shooting team. They haven't been all year. They go to the rim to get their points. If you want to get that whistle, you got to go to the rim. I'm not worried about the series as a whole. Will there be calls that I throw my hands up and say, what the hell was that? Of course there will be. That's just part of basketball. It's part of every series. Those calls existed in the Suns series. But what are you going to do? You got to overcome it. You got to be able to play better basketball than the other team. It's not about the refs. It's about withstanding and just maintaining your integrity when those things happen.
Vic, one of the last ones here for you, man. How many Lakers fans do you think are going to be in attendance
a lot
tonight?
That's what's going to piss me off more than anything.
Yeah.
Is there's going to be a lot there, and, you know, they're going to be loud and boisterous and all this. And that the beauty of the Phoenix series is that the Nuggets took the Phoenix Suns fans out of it pretty quickly, right? They didn't have much to cheer about, so that's the key. Game one, I can't tell you, Brady, how important this game is. This game is huge. This game could decide the series, in my opinion.
It's crucial. And Nikola Jokic has a fresh haircut. And I don't know,
yes,
somebody found that stat, Vic, that when he has a fresh haircut, they win basketball games.
Well, why wouldn't he? He's lighter. He's much lighter.
Vic, I love what you do, man. What do you guys got going pregame, postgame, all that kind of stuff for us tonight on Altitude?
We're on YouTube 90 minutes before tip-off. Then we got our full one-hour pregame show on Altitude TV, and then the full postgame show. So if you really want to hear every player, every coach, every soundbite, we got it there for you. Altitude after the game is the place to be.
Vic Lombardi, man, appreciate you so much. Go get him tonight. We'll be looking forward to your coverage. And we'll talk to you soon.
Hello to everybody on the north side for me.
All right, man. We'll talk to you soon, my friend.
Take care.
Vic Lombardi of Altitude Radio, Altitude TV. He's about like me on the referee thing. I don't believe that it's a conspiracy, Angel. It's too hard to cover up. It's not the Sopranos here, okay? I do believe what he, I love what he said, benefit of the doubt. That is a real thing. Benefit of the doubt is a real thing, especially in the NBA.
I liked his point about, you know, being a little worried about the confidence that you have right now.
How confident are you on a scale of 1 to 10?
I'm fairly confident in this team.
9?
Probably around an 8.5 right now.
That's pretty confident, bro.
There's a difference between being confident and being cocky or arrogant. This team hasn't earned arrogance yet. They haven't earned cockiness yet. They've earned respect, and they've earned, you know, a determination to win. But now it's here. This is it. You know, we talk about, you know, they say the Super Bowl is the biggest game, but it's the game that gets you to the game that makes it so important.
Oh, this is the big series, man. This is, you know, if the Nuggets can somehow win it, get to the NBA Finals, that will be an amazing story in and of itself and will be epic to talk about. But I won't kid you, the idea of beating the Lakers right now just appeals to me so much more than beating Boston or Miami. And I know there's a title at the end of those rainbows, but this is LeBron James. This is your beast. This is your dragon. This is the every time that you've gotten there since 85, they've been the one to knock you out. Magic, Kobe, LeBron, all three of the greatest players of all time, three of the greatest Lakers of all time. I mean, I don't know how Lakers fans feel about putting LeBron James as far as one of their greatest Lakers, but certainly one of the best players to put on a Lakers jersey. He wasn't at his best all the time when he was a Laker, but he's there. And I'm writing about this in the blog. I'll have it out this afternoon. Deep Thoughts from a Wandering Mind, available at theholeshow.com. When you look at these franchises, there was Magic Johnson and the Showtime Lakers. But again, before that, the 50s Lakers, what were they? The, you know, like, the moving pictures Lakers.
That was like Jerry West.
Yeah, that was the moving pictures Lakers.
Yeah.
And then there was the Showtime Lakers. And then there was the Kobe Lakers, the Black Mamba Lakers. That was a ridiculous franchise. This Lakers organization from the bubble with LeBron to now isn't going to go down in history as a team, as one of the great Lakers teams. You're not going to have that. But it's LeBron James. And I said this to start the show. LeBron James is almost his own franchise because of how larger than, love him or hate him, he's larger than life. And he takes on any team that signs him. Name a random team in the NBA.
Pacers.
The Pacers could sign him after this playoffs are done, and suddenly the Pacers would be one of the most interesting stories in all of sports. So that's what I'm saying. He is one of the most mesmerizing guys. He's a franchise in and of himself. So the Nuggets have ran into Showtime, Kobe, LeBron, and that's always been daunting. And here you are again. You're going to do it again. You're going to go up against LeBron. It just goes to show you the Nuggets are for real, though. They keep getting there. They were there in 2020. They're here again. I mean, think about that for a second. Tanner's ripping on Michael Malone. Michael Malone has been to 2 Western Conference Finals now. In four seasons?
Years. Yep.
Yeah, that weird season because it ended and it was a weird deal. He's been to 2 of those. That's like, you know, that's before Chiefs, that's Andy Reid status. Andy Reid was in the NFC Championship all the time.
Like, Malone got this team to their current highest point is in the Western Conference Finals. Then you had 2 years of injuries, and now you're back. If that was your floor, you're back to the floor. Now you can only go up.
Yeah, this was the year. This year, I thought, okay, Jamal's out, MPJ's out, COVID year, all that stuff. Reset, pressure's on, do something now. Because now you got a better Nikola Jokic. Dixon says, if Tony Brothers works this series, it's total BS. The only conspiracy is if Brothers works this series. It's not a secret he doesn't like Joker. It's true, he doesn't. Hopefully you keep him out of it. Is he going tonight? Who's reffing tonight?
I don't think so.
People post that. NBA is the one sport that really, really posts who's reffing. Because officials matter more to the NBA than any other sport. 48 minutes after the hour on, Jill. We got to jump out real quick here. We got to get the, what did we learn on this 16th day of May? It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
The Greeley Stampede is almost here. Join Brian Gary and Tanner Schwint for Rodeo Radio this June on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Ali Farouk Manash, assistant men's basketball coach at Colorado State, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
The next time you get angry over a bad play, remember you need teamwork to win, not arguments.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
Hey, hey, what do you say? We all had a special day. Now turn to a friend and say what you learned today.
Well, what did I learn today? More reiterated what we learned yesterday. The Nuggets and Lakers have kind of an underrated rivalry here. I know the Lakers have a lot of unique rivalries. When you win 17 championships, you develop a lot of enemies. But the Nuggets are kind of a rivalry. And for the Nuggets, looking up at the Lakers, that's their dragon, man. That's their Goliath. That's the mountain in front of them to finally... I mean, it's poetic, man. Who says if you don't like sports, there's so much drama and poetry involved. The only things that have kept the Nuggets when they were at their best, English, Melo, Joker, was the kept them out of the winning a title, at least at this point, was the Lakers. And now tonight, starting in about 4.5, 5 hours, something like that, the Nuggets have a chance to start working on their biggest demon in the NBA, and that's the Los Angeles Lakers. Can they get past it? Game one. Got to take it. Angel, what'd you learn today?
Continuing on to that, I learned that this time is different. It not only different teams, different culture, there's just a different level of confidence in this Nuggets team right now. You know, you saw how they handled the Minnesota Timberwolves. You kind of expected that. Then you got challenged by Phoenix. How can you handle this top-heavy, superstar-loaded team with Booker and Durant? People were saying the Nuggets were going to be out in 5 and 6 games against Phoenix. They were the favorites for the West. You handled them. I mean, you actually handled the Phoenix Suns.
Yeah.
You broke them. They fired their coach because of you.
You did. You broke them. You got Devin Booker and Kevin Durant tweeting, "Hey, we're not phased." Well, if you're not phased, why'd you have to tweet it?
The Nuggets have gotten a lot of respect over the last couple of weeks from the national media, from our media, from whoever. You cannot be satisfied with that.
You can't
because as much respect as you're getting, it will be taken away from you if you don't win this series.
So it's pressure's on tonight, man. Pressure is absolutely on tonight.
First time they've hosted the Western Conference
Finals. So this is as far, you know, in terms of, now we're not just looking at wins and losses, but as far as how you can get one seed hosting a Western Conference Finals, Nuggets have never done that before. This is it.
It's incredibly important that these two games are at home.
Win two games and you tie your best season ever. Win three, it's it. It's done. Anything else is it's gravy, but this is the time. Michael Malone talks about it. They're thinking championship. They're breathing championship. They're sleeping championship. They're eating championship. Can they get it done tonight? I expect a big game from Jamal Murray. I expect to get a big game of defensive frustration from Aaron Gordon and Bruce Brown tonight on LeBron James. And we'll see how Anthony Davis performs. But yes, fun show today. A lot of fun. I want to thank head coach Pendleton Helm, UNC softball, Big Sky champs. Also, Mike Brohard with CSURams.com. Great discussion about NIL. I could talk about that every day, all day. And of course, the great Vic Lombardi from Altitude Radio and TV. That'll do it for us. Let's go Nuggets. Good night, Northern Colorado.